Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to move quick because we're almost out of time with George Norrie. But briefly, George, it's like Gibbs said 2 weeks ago, oh, I was told a lie about a drone program overseas that was admitted program. It was like Wizard of Oz, he said. Why do they think they're going to get away with just insane cuckoo lying?
You know what? It's the old deny, deny, deny. You know, there was a comedy where a guy was in bed with another woman. His wife comes in screaming at him. What are you doing in bed with her? And with her sitting, you know, lying right next to him, he said, there's nobody here.
That's gaslighting, yeah.
You know, and that's the name of the game. Just simply deny, 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 and people will just go away. That's their theory. The problem is people aren't going to go away anymore. People are too smart.
It's a weird trick. I'm getting sick of it. Roy in Montana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just was wondering what George's thought was on Planet X, what his gut was, if it's disinfo or does he think it's real, you know, with all the dead scientists. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think there is an extra body in our solar system somewhere out there.
Well, there's a bunch of them in the Kuiper Belt.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But this Planet X that people have talked about for years is probably there. And, you know, Zechariah Sitchin, the late Zechariah Sitchin, and his work called The 12th Planet, his theory was that this the elliptical orbit of this planet is 3,600 years, comes by and plays havoc with us. Whether it causes the flood of Noah and other catastrophes. But I do believe there is an object out there. I don't know why astronomers haven't found it yet when they are finding with Kepler all kinds of Earth-like planets beyond our own solar system. But I think something's there.
Well, what about all the crazy meteors blowing up over Russia and Florida and everything else? Man, that's wild.
Oh, we're right in the middle of a swap. I mean, there's no question about it. We're in the middle of a swarm of asteroids and
sure.
meteors, and let's hope to God we don't get hit with one of them. Because, Alex, had that meteor that became a meteorite over Russia exploded a little closer to the planet, those 1,100 people who were injured all would have been dead.
Oh, absolutely. Probably more.
The region would have been flattened.
Absolutely. Real fast, Catherine in New York, you're on the air with George Norrie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to address what George just said previously about the elite just being so isolated. And I just think that we really need to call a spade, and even Gerald Celente has said it, and just call them what they are. Like, these people have, like, a serious addiction problem. And, I mean,
they're power junkies. That's what Gerald Celente calls them.
Right. I mean, I was so glad to hear him say it and put it in those terms because that's exactly what they are. And I just think that we need to really drive that home. And a serious intervention, you know, needs to happen. You know, and you know, the people really need to step up and totally intervene. And, I mean, I just hope enough of us, you know, are prepared to do what it takes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for those
words. Thank you so much, Alex. They're bored with life. So the only thing left for them is the manipulation of human minds.
You're right. One quick final question. We got 1 minute. Ken in Minnesota, ask your question.
Gentlemen, honored to speak with you both. One quick question. When can we have our day, our march, the Patriot March in Washington, D.C., or let alone Minneapolis, Minnesota, Los Angeles, New York? When can
sure.
we
when
have...
should the Patriots stand up, George Norrie?
They should stand up right now and do it peacefully and let the planet know we're as mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore.
Exactly. If people support my show, your show, my PrisonPlanet.tv show, your TV show, if you support the alternative, it will become the new dominant system. Vote with your dollars, your mind. There's more than one way to fight. The system wants us to have a physical confrontation because they can win that. They don't want us to have a velvet revolution. George Norrie, I'll be listening tonight, Coast to Coast AM, on the man-made weather changes. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks, Alex. Always.
I'll say bye to you during the break, George. All right, folks, we're going to come right back with a news blitz, your phone calls, then a special guest. I'm not kidding. I got video. The police all over the country say, buy a dog, turn in your guns. We'll be back. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and I want to thank you all for joining us today. We just had syndicated radio host George Norrie on from Coast to Coast AM. He was on for a little over an hour. He had to go. We have callers who obviously wanted to talk to Norrie. If you still want to talk to me, that's fine. If not, hang up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We had scheduled the Project Veritas, who put together a video of police and all these departments saying, no, you shouldn't be able to own guns, get a dog. And so, and then O'Keefe, I'm told, is under the weather, so we're going to see if we're going to have one of his other cohorts on the broadcast coming up here in about 30 minutes. But regardless, we're going to play that video / audio for everyone here. Also, white smoke rises over Vatican. A new pope has been elected. Let's fade up Fox News here whenever we get a chance to do that. And we will be breaking more of that down here today as that unfolds. Now, continuing with news, there is some pretty incredible stuff going on happening up at InfoWars.com. The Democrat group labels talk of DHS bullet buys as extremist. Yep, fade back up the new pope being chosen. I wonder if he'll bizarrely just resign and disappear. The Vatican is being blackmailed with sex scandals, which is why you're not even let into it now unless you can be blackmailed. Undoubtedly, you've got all these cardinals resigning. This is all part of the New World Order takeover. The royal family of England with the Jimmy Savile child sex ring thing, they're being blackmailed by the mega banks. This is amazing. White smoke rises over Vatican as new pope has been elected. And they're going to announce any moment now. And look, everybody's out there got their flags from their country. Like, will it be a Mexican pope? Will it be a U.S. pope? Will it be a Filipino pope? Will it be a Russian pope? Will it be a... just on and on. Will it be an Italian pope? It's like a football game. John Bound just said...
you can feel the happiness.
The happiness.
The folks live in Rome, as they now know, as the world does, that we have a new pope.
And the old guy flies off in a helicopter to his castle.
Old folks, that this is what has happened.
Like, no discussion of why he's...
been elected. The master of liturgical ceremonies enters the Sistine...
Look at that obelisk out there.
The senior cardinal will ask of the newly elected pope, do you accept your election as supreme pontiff?
Well, at least they're not crying like when Kim Jong-il
died. What name do you wish to be called? Information will be entered on a formal document. It is at that point that the white smoke pours out of the Sistine Chapel chimney and the bells of St. Peter's toll. So we believe that has happened, and the cardinal who has been elected has accepted the position. The new pope, we believe at this moment, is changing into his papal white cassock. And one by one, we believe the cardinals right now would be approaching him to swear their obedience. Moments from now, we will meet the new pope, and you will hear the announcement, Habemus Papam, Latin for we have a pope, and he will be introduced to the world in Latin and deliver his first words as pope. It will happen moments from now. As you can hear, they have official business to take care of inside the Vatican, but the celebration goes on outside in St. Peter's Square. And look at the smiles on the folks' faces as they continue to celebrate. We're going to pause for one moment to let our Fox stations join us.
Got the signs up. Viva Papa.
Rome, I'm Shepard Smith. It's 12 minutes past 7.
Oh, my gosh.
And tonight, we have a pope. The white smoke.
We have a pope.
Sistine Chapel just about 3, maybe 4 minutes ago. And by the thousands, people in St. Peter's Square, as the bells rang overhead.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting live coverage here. Just tell me as soon as they announce who it is, and we'll cover some of it there. For all the listeners out there in radio land. Let's go to some phone calls right now so I can reset my brain before I get back into all this other news. Let's talk to Teresa in Oregon. You're on the air, Teresa.
Hello. Good day. Greetings. This is an honor to talk to a fellow info warrior. My question is, do you think the media in the form of radio talk show hosts are revealing their true identities?
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry. They're openly relieved that Rand Paul stood up for everybody, and he stood there for 13 hours and just stood up for the American people. All week I've been hearing, you know, people just really thankful that he's there standing up for us and talking about.
Well, I got to say, I know Rand Paul. He's a real guy. He was not going to run for Senate. I'm not saying that I got him to, but I, off the air, you know, said, you will end up winning. You will. And he's even said that on air that I pushed him and others did. And as long as he doesn't allow all the political sycophants, because even if you hire libertarian politicos, the way it works is there's some sycophantic ones. I mean, my gosh, he's filled with Daily Caller people. And I'm not bashing them. They do some good work. But, I mean... you know, Tucker Carlson has blown up and just said that I'm evil, I'm bad, and you flipped out. But I mean, overall, I like Rand Paul. He is doing the right thing. He's real, and he's certainly a lot better than Jeb Bush or Jeb Bush's nephew running for Texas Ag Commissioner to end up being president. He certainly is real, and his dad's a great person, and the system is really scared of him, but he's really maneuvered well and is very articulate and very well-spoken, and the more hardcore he gets, the more popular he'll get. Because we're facing hardcore tyranny, but you're saying, you know, our talk show hosts showing their real identity. I haven't been listening to a lot of the big mainline talk shows because I'm too busy doing my own nightly news and research and things around here. I listen to some talk radio in the morning and the afternoon, but mainly local radio, just to see what they're up to. And then I see compilations online of what other people have been covering. But, I mean, are other mainline talk show hosts now supporting Rand Paul, who they demonized a few years ago during the election?
I hear Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Neil Cavuto, Shepard Smith, of course, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and Lou Dobbs. Mm-hmm. But just there was no other talk for a whole week after that. And I was just really impressed just listening to people that I thought were mainstream conservatives say, well, I am an independent, and this does, you know, this does mean a lot to the American people. And
sure, ma'am. Let me explain to you what's happened. And, of course, I was aware of what you just mentioned because I saw the articles about it. I just didn't watch it. The Republicans tried to beat Rand Paul in Kentucky in the primary. They ran a big pro-New World Order guy. When they couldn't win, Rand was smart and went and said, hey, you know, let's be friends, and they ended up beating the Democrat. He's one of the only good people in the Senate now, and what's happened is they do focus groups. They have real internal polls. They have data mining data. They don't get mainline polls. They get data mining data, like Forbes did a few months ago and said the data mining shows gun control is unbelievably unpopular, record gun ownership. People don't trust the government. They don't trust the system, Teresa. So let me answer your question. I appreciate your call. What's happened is, Glenn Beck, who I have monitored some, at least seen clips, you know, he's like, I don't like the Republicans. I'm a libertarian now. I love Ron Paul. I love Rand Paul. They're the only ones I like. I join them because they know there's been a total awakening with libertarians and conservatives that Mitt Romney was New World Order and all the rest of it. And so, but also with the left, they don't support Obama. The data mining, the polls show that. Here's Obama approval drops, Washington Post. They're having to admit it because their hoax that he has everybody absolutely unified behind him, that has fallen apart. That has gone the way of the Goonie Bird. So when Hannity, when all these guys come out and endorse Rand Paul now, it's because they realize that's really what's popular. And who is Rand Paul? He's talking about bullets. He's talking about tanks. He's talking about drones. He's talking about TSA. He's talking about NSA. He's talking about tyranny. He's talking about all these illegal wars. He is a creature of his father and a creature of the Liberty Movement and a creature of this show and a creature of himself, a liberty lover. I'm a creature of it. You're a creature of it. And so we are winning. I mean, look at the LA Times. They're growing fast. They're dangerous. They're cells. They're terrorists. They're white. That's why they go, if you don't like socialism, you're racist. You don't want to turn your guns in, you're racist. You're like, what does that have to do intellectually? Shut up, racist. They are desperate just to try to get the minorities, who are the majority now in most states and under the age of 15, everywhere, to not buy into liberty, Second Amendment, private property, family. Which the Latin Americans and Mexicans will totally buy into, historically, if you look at the cultures. They're desperate to create that division now. So they're like, white people are evil, LA Times. Whites are terrorists. I mean, can you imagine if they said blacks are terrorists or Hispanics are terrorists? And it's the perfect double back. And they've been planning it before Obama, the social engineers. I told you this was going on before Obama got in. It's just accelerated. I mean, look at this LA Times article. If you just join me, peril from patriots. And it says, they say things like, only criminals in government want unarmed public. What part of shall not be infringed do you not understand? Repeal and negate. And it goes on. Their intractable hatred, often motivated by religious zeal. They're not jihadists. They are white, right-wing Americans, nearly all with an obsessive attachment to guns, who may resent a greater danger to the lives of American civilians than international terrorists. And then they break it down. The right-wingers are going to blow stuff up. You know who really is going to do it, don't you? And blame us. Yeah, you know.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
They have still not announced who the new Pope is. The White Smoke's been coming out. They'll build the anticipation with all the showmanship and announce it. When are they saying they're going to announce who the new Pope is? Because I'm actually interested. I want to know politically what that means. That'll be a big deal.
Surprising.
and the time they think they'll probably come out on the balcony is somewhere around 45 minutes. They're asking that you don't hold them to that too closely, but somewhere...
All right, we'll have analysis on this by the end of the show today or on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Thanks for holding. Let's talk to Caleb in Oregon. You want to talk about drones? Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and George as well, even though he's not on anymore. I listen to both your guys' shows religiously, and, you know, thank you both for, you know, all the hard work that you're doing. These are very interesting times we're living in, and I just wanted to say, you know, I have two of the most beautiful girls, and, you know, I'm going to do anything to fight for their, you know, their lives, their freedom. And I'm from Southern Oregon here. Another thing I just wanted to bring up, I know you've talked about it in the past, and George has talked about it on his show, and John B. Wells, about John Noveski. And he was a good friend of mine, and it was his passing. It was a lot of very fishy things surrounding his death, and right around the same time with FPS Russia as well. And just really sad what's going on with the way, you know, we've got to worry about drones and it's impossible to find any ammo and all these things. It's just, it's kind of disheartening. But the way that you guys put the information out for all of us and, you know, keeps it very positive and, you know, makes me want to continue on doing what I'm doing. And
well, thank you, brother. Look. The reason we're in crisis is the world is waking up to the globalist and all the corruption in every major institution. That's why history is being molded right now. A key jump point, kind of like when you aim an arrow and draw it back and then about to let it loose. We're at that critical time that will decide where the projectile goes. And so please don't thank me. We're all in this together. I work so hard because I know we're affecting history for the better. And I know that it's not just evil in the world. There is good in the world, and there's competing forces. And so we have to animate the forces of good in the animating contest of liberty. I appreciate you calling. I mean, look at this type of news that's breaking. U.S. to let spy agencies scour Americans' finances. This is out of the Chicago Tribune. Folks, they've already been doing this for decades illegally. They already have, you know, that's when they say, we're going to fill out a suspicious persons or transaction report because you got out, you know, money out of the bank. They just want you to know you're being watched there and getting you ready for it. And the government is the one that gives out the passcodes. They're the ones that have the data dumps, the Social Security numbers. They give the illegals the fake Social Security numbers. I mean, that's all come out. We're run by criminals. And it has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. The whole war on terror, as I warned you for the last 11 years, is about gun owners, constitutionalists, returning veterans. And now, and I already saw this in the training stuff 2 years ago, and I told you, white Al-Qaeda. And they're now announcing whites are terrorists. And whites will probably show up to local prisons and ask to be put in prisons and ask for the state to work their kids to death in slave camps. I mean, you know, the average American, rather than, I mean, whites know they're bad. Whites know they're the ultimate evil on earth. Whites are the source of all evil. The media tells us that. And so this is a good thing that the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and LA Times and a bunch of other publications are saying whites are terrorists. I can read the quote for you again. Period. I agree with that. I mean, whites are the evil. And I think that's totally reasonable. And there are 2 billion bullets, but there aren't. And the armored vehicles, the aspartame, you know, giving people type 2 diabetes and killing tens of thousands a year, very loving and liberal. In fact, I want to join the Southern Poverty Law Center. I think you guys are awesome. You did a great job at Oklahoma City with the Elohim City white supremacist compound. You had your informants over. And then when federal informants tried to blow the whistle, you had them arrested. Man, you're really nice. I know you're liberals. It's not like a fake camouflage. You're not really hardcore mercenaries or anything. You're not really banker intelligence operatives or anything. You're just little liberals that want to help everybody fund ethnic uprisings by Hispanics and others. You're just really nice people. And you're now telling us gun owners are terrorists, period. And whites are terrorists. And I don't think that's a big deal. I'm sure Fox News will come out and say, oh, hi, isn't it funny. They're saying whites are terrorists. It's all a joke. You know, they'll play the part of the right wing and make a joke out of it and you know, talk about stuff like that. So we're going to play a clip coming up of police saying, you don't need to own a gun. And we have Michael Moore saying it. Get a dog. That's coming up right after this quick break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drunk. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news at PrisonPlanet.com. at Infowars.com right now, dealing with the LA Times headline, Peril from Patriots, LA Times announces white men are terrorists. And they just say, being white inherently is terrorism. I read the quote over and over again. It is unbelievable, and I told you forever that this was coming. In fact, Kurt did a great job on this article, but will you ask him to add the links from 2 years ago and a year ago, all our headlines about white al-Qaeda, the new threat? Here's some of them. Domestic terrorist, as big a threat as al-Qaeda, says FBI. But see, that isn't the exact articles where I saw their internal training manuals and videos where every terrorist is a white guy. And then the minorities are reporting them. I mean, it's like the Arabs complain saying all the terror ads say Arabs are the terrorists. Well, now it's saying whites inherently are terrorists. And I've told you this was coming. Now it's been announced. Incredible racial division. Incredible, leftist divide and conquer tactic. Unbelievable. Now, the folks that brought down Acorn, the people that did something, I've gone to Eric Holder's house, so many other incredible exploits in fighting tyranny. Joins us after this video clip that we're going to be playing. The full video is at theprojectveritas.org and on their YouTube channel. There's a whole bunch of videos up there, but we're going to play a few minutes of this, and then we have our own clip of Michael Moore a few weeks ago talking to Luke Radowski. He's saying now release the photos of the dead kids, but not the dead kids killed by drones, because Obama's a peacenik, so those drones are good. And he says, don't have a gun, get a dog. This is a guy who has up to 5-6 bodyguards that I've seen with him who've been arrested carrying guns in illegal areas, and he owns guns. He has guns to protect his $50 million and his family, but you don't get to have a gun. Bloomberg has bodyguards and guns, but you can't. I mean, they're just disgusting mobsters. They're not liberals. So we'll play a few minutes of this. This is in police stations. We'll talk about the cities, where this happened. They have it all listed with Daniel Francisco, director, executive director of Project Veritas. But first, let's go ahead and go to some of this audio and video.
If somebody breaks into my home in this town of Bronxville, okay, will the police department be there to protect me from that?
Yeah.
But what happens between the time I call 911 and you get there?
It takes a couple minutes to get there.
Okay. In the 2 minutes, though?
Yeah.
What do I do?
In the 2 minutes, what do you do?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Okay, but basically it's just in that 2 minutes I'm on my own.
Yeah, look on the internet how you get a gun from it.
Okay, how long does it take to get?
In New York?
Yeah.
About a year.
A year?
Yeah.
So in that year, between the time I move here and the time I get one...
And they'll never give it to you.
That 2 minutes, I'm still on my own.
Yeah.
Pretty much between the time I make the call or the time the burglar alarm goes in, mm-hmm. until the time the police show up, we're on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's any citizen.
Between the time 911 is called and the time the police department shows up, we're pretty much on our own.
Yes.
Okay.
Unless you have a dog. It's 2013. It's the United States of America. You lock your doors and you hope nothing happens.
You're on your own. And that's the truth.
That's why we have call boxes. That's why we have safe zones. That's why we have the whistles.
This stuff's free.
Head pause. ProjectVeritas.com. Folks, that is a state rep in Colorado. Where as you know, they're banning guns all over the place. They just, Senate panel passes 2 gun control measures, registration, all sorts of garbage. That's the U.S. Senate. That's AP on that front. All this is going on, and they got a state rep up there with a bow tie who's got bodyguards and everything else and armed guards protecting him, saying, stop at a call box. Use a payphone. Use a whistle. And by the way, in England, they arrest you for defending yourself. Now, I'm not going to play it, all of it. It's just amazing. There's even more of it. It just goes on and on. But let's go ahead and go to another clip of Luke Radowski talking to Michael Moore a few weeks ago, who said, get a dog. Now, remember, I've been there when his bodyguards in New York, I tried to walk up and ask him a question politely, rammed their elbows into me, and I ran my elbow back into that guy. And they were packing heat. You could see it bulging under their jackets. And it's come out they do have permits in New York. They're going to have guns. You don't, chump. Let's go to that clip of Michael Moore.
But should we have a gun to defend ourselves, since criminals always find a way to have guns, like in Mexico? That's the argument that's being made.
I think if somebody really believes they need a gun to protect themselves, they should have the right to do that. But I can show you the statistics that by having a gun in the house, how many more times likely someone in the house is likely to be harmed by that gun or use that gun
for
suicide. It's much, much higher. And if you are worried about your safety, get a dog.
So it's doublespeak. I think you should have that right because he's actually got it. But you got to jump through 1,000 hoops. He knows it's selective. But get a dog. Well, you got guns, bud. You don't. Those weren't dogs in New York that tried to rough me up. That's in my film Martial Law. Joining us is Daniel Francisco, executive director of Project Veritas. Remember, they're the folks that dressed up like pimps that went in and said, we're going to run little kids in here for sex slavery. We want to work with the government. Well, that's great. Yeah, we want to help you out with that. Remember all that? And he'd go to office after office after office with James O'Keefe and others, and they would say the same thing. Because that's what this is. The Democratic Party is a bunch of street mafia. Now, the Republicans are a global mega mafia, and so are the top Democrats. But, I mean, we're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. We're in trouble. And they're going to totally steal everything. The globalists are going to collapse this society. If we don't turn this around, joining us is Daniel Francisco. Tell us about this latest initiative and give us a heads up of what you've already got in the can but isn't out yet. I know you can't talk about stuff you haven't done yet to give the enemy a heads up, but tell us about this project dealing with the Second Amendment and the incredible hypocrisy you discovered. And where are some of these towns and cities that you're going to? I know it says on the screen, but for radio listeners, TV viewers on PrisonPlanet.tv and the nightly news can see it, but for people out there... People out there listening on the radio who can't get to your website yet, they will, I'm sure, when they get home today, or we'll link to it at InfoWars.com. Break down these police saying, get a dog, when they're sitting there packing heat to protect themselves.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me on. So we focused on three states in this investigation, New Jersey, New York, which is actually our home turf. We live in New Jersey and work out of New York State, but also North Carolina, and they're all kind of local to the New York City metropolitan area. Some of the places we went to were actually physically in New York City, which have their own sets of draconian gun laws that, on another level, completely different from those of the state of New York. The main focus of this video that I want to transcend is this is not an attack on law enforcement. This is not an attack on police officers. And sadly, when we're having this debate after the tragedy of Newtown, there's a lot of disinformation out there, specifically in the Northeast, where when you talk to people up here, it's not like talking to a Texan or someone from Arizona. They literally, and when I say they, I don't just mean the populace, your politicians. You can go up to your state representatives and ask them about a firearm, and they'll tell you, I never held one in my life, but I don't want them around here. They literally will tell you this to their face without even as much as a smirk. They literally believe that guns have no place in society up here. So the important thing about this video is it's not an attack on police. It's something to demonstrate a simple reality of life. The police may protect you. The Supreme Court even says they don't have to protect you, but they may protect you. But it's a physical reality that they cannot be everywhere at all.
You have a right to protect yourself. Well, you've got a few of them that are really goony in there, though. And we need to point out bad cops in the system trying to bring them in. But, it's funny you say that. My parents have had, friends from college and stuff that they knew who were from New York and stuff at their house before, and they've walked through a hallway and seen a shotgun case and literally started hyperventilating, saying, I can't be in this house. I have seen that. But when they see a cop with a gun, they feel good. And so I think part of this is culture clash, is culture shock. You're right. They think guns are like dragons or demons or the thing from the movie Alien with Sigourney Weaver. They believe that they are like 100-foot blood-drinking cobras and are scared to death of them in the hands of citizens.
And here's the irony. This is the most laughable part. While you're
you're right. The culture is not here. The same people that would hyperventilate at the sight of a piece of iron or wood, they walk every day through the streets of New York City brushing shoulders of people illegally carrying guns every day. If you think that that New York City and Chicago and Washington, D.C. have the highest gun murder rates and you think that's an accident, I mean, I don't know where your mind is. There's a reason why it's so. So it's not that they don't want to realize that the guns are there, but they are. It's a reality. The question is, do you want it to be by law-abiding citizens who have good intentions, or do you want to legislate it to a point where
What is the answer? I mean, what's winning is converting people. If you can take someone out and get them to shoot, they are now Second Amendment forever. Everyone knows that. The system's panicking because gun ownership's growing despite the fake polls, record sales. Liberals, I all know, have been buying guns for 10 years. Why do you think they're counter-striking against the Second Amendment so hard right now?
I stopped trying to rationalize it because I live in New Jersey, and I attend a lot of these public forums. There's currently 24 gun control bills that just passed out of our legislature in one hearing. And it's a shocking thing because when Chris Christie tries to work with these same legislators on a tax cut or on curbing some union benefits or whatever it may be for their state initiatives, they will block everything. They will clog up the arteries of that legislature so that nothing happens. But in one day, this is what they told the New Jersey voters. They pushed through 24 gun control bills, some of which are shocking. If I were to tell you some of the details, it gives someone in Texas a heart attack. They pushed through 24 bills and then said, we're going to pass these bills, and after we vote on them, we're going to give you the opportunity to testify on them. So that's the kind of mentality we have up here. We're going to pass the rules, and then you guys can have a discussion about it, even though it's not going to affect anything in any way. It's absolutely a culture war. It's a culture issue specifically to the people that live up here.
Well, you're right. I mean, you guys have been doing some amazing things, and obviously all the videos up on your site, but when you're talking to these police and they're like, well, in today's day and age, just hide in your house or get a dog. I mean, did you guys say to them, well, why do you have a gun to protect yourself, or do you have a gun at home? Oh, but they're the government, so it's okay. I mean, did you ask those questions?
Well, here's the funny thing is there's some things we didn't show in the video, and that's because of just for time purposes and content. These officers, and again, this is no fault of their own. This is just the reality that's put in front of them. What we didn't show is that we've asked them multiple times, you know, what do we do when X happens? And they go, oh, you should call 911. And then we said, okay, but what about if someone's breaking down my door and, you know, they're trying to rob me? Oh, just, you know, call 911. Well, I get that. You know, we're going to call 911. But in the time between, you know, you get that, well, you got to call the police. It took, in some of these instances, sure, we're speaking to this police officer five times to repeat the same question before they understood even the concept that we were saying, look, we've established that you're on your way. How do I defend myself? And that's when you get these inexplicable explanations, like throw some ammonia at him, throw some bleach at him, get a dog.
Well, listen, let me just say something here. Hey, people, you see these houses that say, we don't dial 911. You see these signs outside houses, and they don't get robbed. If somebody's breaking in my house or somebody came to my office trying to mass shooting, I'm not going to waste time calling 911 until I've killed them. I'm going to get the gun, I'm going to go like a robot, and I'm going to instinctively shoot into their center of mass from as best a cover as I can get. And it's just automatic. So you know, my issue is almost calling 911 is a cop-out. I mean, if I see people mugging a woman out front my house or out front my office, I'm going out there with a firearm. I mean, I think that's the problem with 911 is that, sure, you can call that for the police, you know, if somebody's cows are out in the road and you can't get a hold of them, but you don't, I saved a woman who was choking once at a La Madeleine restaurant. I came out of the bathroom, my wife and six-month-old son are in there. She goes, that lady's been choking about 30 seconds. You want to do something? And I'd been trained in the Heimlich maneuver and basic swim team class we took with the fire department. And I went over and saved the lady. But at first, they were trying to stop me. She's turning blue. She's, about to, pass out. And she coughs out all this big piece of bread. And they were going, dial 911, dial 911. It sounded like parrots in a tree just saying, dial 911. And then, are you an expert? Wait, don't. I mean, they didn't want me to save her because they couldn't imagine a fellow slave. They have such low opinions of themselves that I, a fellow slave at 13, took a one-day course at the Rockwall Fire Department on how to do a Heimlich maneuver on adults and children and basic first aid and resuscitation. So I was a hero after I saved her, and then I got out of there because I figured they'd probably sue me or something if I broke one of her ribs. Go ahead.
this is the mentality of the Northeast. I can tell you one story that I was on another show once, and the host had explained to me in North Jersey, someone was sleeping, and it was, you know, middle of the night, and an intruder had broken through her window, had some sort of a billy club or some sort of a crowbar, got into the house, and her dog woke up and bought and bit this guy. The guy ended up suing the homeowner and won in the state of New Jersey for whatever injury he suffered.
Yeah, I saw that.
This dog.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they've had robbers fall through skylights and sue people.
Absolutely. New Jersey, again, I keep mentioning New Jersey because that's where I'm from. That's where I'm most familiar with the laws. The laws up here favor criminals. They make our jails a revolving door, and they hurt the law abiders. And this video is a perfect example. We go up, and we contradict what our very own vice president is telling us. We go up and say, you know, Joe Biden is saying if there's a problem, all you need to do is tell your wife to take a double-barreled shotgun and fire two blasts out the door. Well, one, now you're out of ammo because you just emptied yourself, which is tactically stupid. But two, it's illegal. And we said, let's go to the NYPD. Let's get their words out of their mouths when they don't know they're being recorded. What are they going to tell us? And the truth is in the video. These people will tell us explicitly, if you do that, we will arrest you. It is menacing.
That's right. Firing off target is reckless. It's only legal to kill the person.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. If I shoot at somebody, it's not going to be warning shots. I mean, if somebody's robbing my car, I'm going to say, get down on the ground. And then I probably will let him run off because I don't want the trouble of a dead body. But who knows? I mean, if the person turns at me or acts aggressive, you're dead. I mean, it's done. I'll kill you in 10 seconds. Okay, we're going to come right back and talk more about this. It's very important. The gelding of America.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Well, that James O'Keefe on. I'm Alex Jones, your host of the Veritas Project, or the projectveritas.org. But we've got Daniel Francisco, the executive director, on with us. Wow, what do you make of New Jersey woman arrested for citing Constitution at tax meeting? It's up on drudgereport.com. It's an InfoWars.com story. And I went and looked at the arrest warrant, the gun confiscation, and they said she was very frightening, that they'd never been yelled at before. So now yelling, that's probably about it. It was frightening that she said, no, you can't come in my house for a home inspection to raise the property taxes. And she raised her voice. And then they also claim it another thing. She said, you know, don't come in my house. I've got a gun. Well, that's it. They've taken her guns, and that's the end of it.
Like I said, Alex, this doesn't shock us anymore. This is part and parcel for the Garden State. Like I said, you speak to these legislators, to them, guns are foreign. It's something that those rednecks have down south. They don't understand any practical application for it whatsoever. To them, they're purely killing machines. So this doesn't shock me at all. I mean, this is one of many stories that happen in New Jersey every day.
So they're victims to all the highest crime in the country because they've taken the guns, Chicago, New York, New Jersey areas, and they just can't get why they're living under siege because they've chopped their testicles off. I mean, I'm sorry to talk like that, but that's what we're talking about.
That's a colorful way to put it. It's absolutely correct.
Could it become a new Garden State law? Like the Pumpkinhead state, that perhaps because men are bad, that everyone be castrated at age 5 in New Jersey. Perhaps a bill should be introduced in New Jersey.
I'll give you a taste. I don't want to bore you guys with the laws, but it bears repeating because a lot of people don't see that. This is where the gun battle is already gone. When down south people are talking about much more simpler terms, there was a bill whose language stated that in New Jersey they wanted to push through this measure. I believe it was changed since the last time it was in assembly, but it stated that the police, when you applied for a gun permit, and in New Jersey, let me clarify, you have to apply for a permit first to be able to even buy guns. Then every subsequent handgun you want to buy, you need to go through a separate background check and reapply for that every single time you purchase. And every single time you do that, it can take up to a year, depending on whenever the...
What about a background check to even, you know, have manhood? I mean...
Wait over a year in the state of New Jersey just to get your first gun.
Well, you don't even get them most of the time. I see them refuse them. I mean, I know people who've been refused stuff for misdemeanors.
At least then you could sort of make a status argument that that's because that person is some form of a criminal. We don't need to go that far, Alex. You can have a perfectly clean record, and if the chief doesn't like your face, he just doesn't sign off on it.
Oh, no, I know. Listen, it's worse than makes them arbitrary God. Did you see the guy in Florida who released some heart balloons, and he's been charged and arrested with a felony, they're saying, for hurting the earth?
I didn't hear about that, but here's one instance in New Jersey that is infuriating. They will say, one of these bills stated, the police officer, when you make application for the permit, has to come in your home. They have to inspect the entire house top to bottom to make sure that your home is fit for a firearm, and then they have to interview everyone in your family to make sure you have the medical...
Oh, yeah, by the way, that bill just got shot down because it was, quote, too extreme in Washington State, and people thought it was a joke. That's already happening in other states.
It's not a joke, but that's the important thing. This isn't a dream. We're not conjuring up some sort of strange story. This is the reality of what we deal with.
Yeah, what do you make of them saying there are no 2 billion bullets, there are no armored vehicles, and we don't want your guns, when they're on record saying they want a total ban of civilian firearm ownership?
Of course, and like, it's like we said before, and these same politicians making those calls, they don't know anything about the guns. We have a state senator here named Loretta Weinberg. This was her attitude. She told me, I don't know anything about guns, but I don't want them in front of me. And when we debated her on this in a forum, she actually said, you shouldn't be, this was a bill for obligating a certain level of training for a certain type of firearm. This was her mentality, her statist mentality. You should be thanking me that I'm purporting this law because I will create a cottage industry for your business. So you see their mentality? It's that the state is there to create these, to sort of this magic wand over the free market to create businesses and industries.
Tell you what, stay there. We're going into overdrive. LA Times announces white men are terrorists. Literally. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.